Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Thursday morning, the 12th of November. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The number of Americans who have died from swine flu may be four times higher than we thought. The New York Times says the CDC is estimating H1N1 may have killed 4,000 people in the U.S. since April. The virus isn't getting more dangerous, but the CDC is now counting lab-confirmed cases and deaths from complications related to H1N1. Heavy rain from what's left of Tropical Storm Ida is now battering the mid-Atlantic. Virginia's governor declared a state of emergency, and there are coastal flood warnings in some areas. The storm has moved out of Georgia, but not before flooding several neighborhoods. Some were still recovering from the massive flooding back in September. Mike Tyson is in trouble. The former boxing champ was arrested last night after a scuffle at Los Angeles International Airport. Police say he punched a paparazzo in the head, sending him to the floor. The photographer went to the hospital with a cut on his forehead. Both men have been charged with misdemeanor battery. And if you're looking for a bargain penthouse in New York City, Bernie Madoff's old apartment, still on the market. Can you afford it? $8.9 million. But that is a million less than the original asking price. His place in Palm Beach, Florida has also been cut. It can be yours for $7.9 million. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Do stay with us here at CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.